Welcome to the Messy Mind Podcast, a show that supports you to see entrepreneurship doesn't always look like a straight line to get to your light bulb moments. I'm your host, Tammy L. Davis. I do not believe that we are almost 6 months in to 2021. July is right around the corner. Now, at this point of the year, chances are you are ready to review the goals that you set at the beginning of the year or at the end of 2020. At this point, you might be working through what didn't work, what did work, and what can be next until the end of this year, and also potentially setting new goals from July until the end of this year. I get it. That's why I want to talk about the next phase, strategizing and execution through distractions. That's right. I said it, through distractions. Now, we all know distractions are inevitable. They're going to come your way. I know for me personally, last year, of course, was full of distractions for me, but I knew that once I set my goals, I needed to stay on track. But how? So I want to share two of my favorite strategies for not letting distractions, well, distract you. So strategy number one, daily deliberate actions. Do you have a roadmap and an action plan to achieve your goals this year? If not, I suggest that you list your goals and then set an actionable plan for each goal, identifying the steps that you need to do every day to achieve that goal by a specific date. Now, make the commitment to stay on course and not let distractions stop you from reaching your goals. I know it can be overwhelming, and this is why I use the Desire Map Planner by Danielle Laporte to stay on track. Now, unfortunately, earlier this year, she did announce that she's no longer going to be printing the specific detailed Desire Map Planner, but it's something that you can still get on her website, just a different abbreviated version. So the reason why I love this planner is because it supports me in maintaining realistic expectations, commitments, and setting my morning mindset. It also jumpstarts how I think about and execute the day. And this is simply invaluable to me in helping me obtain my goals. So again, strategy number one, daily deliberate actions, what by when being compared to the goals that you set to achieve by a specific date. Strategy number two, and this is probably my favorite strategy of them both. Strategy number two is watch this movie. Kick back and enjoy the Disney movie Meet the Robinsons. We can all learn about how Lewis responds to life distractions. And it's our choice on whether we allow ourselves to get further from our goals or to dig deeper and make them happen. I believe you can do this, and this movie will help you believe too. And we all know the power of watching a Disney movie. As a mother of two, you can only imagine our Disney movie collection. Trust me, you name it, and believe me when I say we have watched it once, twice, okay, at least maybe three times. And as I stated, Meet the Robinsons is one of my favorites. I was looking back on the show notes, and I don't believe it was released in 2007 when my son was three and my daughter was one. Geez, time flies by and waits for no one. So we as a family watched this movie yet again last week, and it never gets old. Now, at this particular point, fast forward to 2021, my son is 16, my daughter is 14. And again, last week, we cuddled up on the couch as a family and watched this movie again. For an entrepreneur, Meet the Robinsons, it's a guide, it's a roadmap for resilience, the power of love, and what happens when you believe. Believe in yourself, believe in your vision, and believe anything is possible. When adversity struck against Lewis from the bowler hat, it didn't deter Lewis. It only made him dig deeper and lean into more of his vision. When distractions come into your life, are you like Lewis? Do you dig deeper? Or do you get further away from your goals? As you embark with me on our amazing journey for the next 6 months, give yourself a piece of mental luxury and carve out 2 hours, just 2 hours, to watch Meet the Robinsons. It will provide you with a dose of inspiration to kick your goals in the butt for 2021 and finish the year strong. And always remember, keep moving forward. Thank you for joining us this time on the Messy Mind Podcast. Please visit our website at themessymindpod.com. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this episode, we'd appreciate a rating on Apple Podcast or simply tell a friend about the show. Always remember to embrace the messiness of entrepreneurship. It can lead to your light bulb moments.